This is the news from Slam City. Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table interpretate odd news from across the universe. Bring a change of clothes.
This is the news. Starting off at the top of the key, Washington's football team to call itself Washington Football Team till it settles on a new name. And in other stories that nobody gives a shit about. What do you think they should be named?
The Washington Redskins, man.
The Washington Georges, right?
Is that what they said?
It should be. And then they should play that YouTube video, that Washington YouTube video. You guys ever seen that?
Could it be Washington, comma, Georges?
That would be perfect. That would be perfect. Washington, comma, Georges. Washington. 6'7" weighs a fucking ton.
Damn, son.
Yeah. He's coming. Arthur, are you pulling it up?
I'm trying. What's the keyword here?
Washington.
Got it.
Just look at that, and there's a cartoon.
They got that top one?
I don't know. Maybe. It should be.
A cartoon? Just have the Asian giant hornet.
Aw, what?
Dang.
What is this? That's SEO power, man.
Song. Maybe song.
You got a song?
Is it? Maybe.
Washington song. Here we go, guys.
This is from 2009.
Washington. 6'8" weighs a fucking ton. Opponents beware. He's coming. Let me lay it on the line. He had two on the vine. I mean, two sets of testicles, so divine.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
Patrolled the land with the mason ring and schnauzer in his perfect hands. Here comes George in control.
You didn't want to wait for the drop?
There's a drop?
Yeah.
Women dug his snuff and his gallant stroll. Eight opponents' brains. And invented cocaine. He's coming. Washington. 6'20", fucking killing for fun. Spread, Delaware. He's coming. Sue me if I go too fast, but the sons of his opponents wish that he was their dad.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
Got a brain for his heart. He'll kick you apart. Ooh, he'll save children, but not the British children. He'll save children, but not the British children. He'll save children, but not the British children.
He had a pocket full of horses, but the shit out of bed. He had a knife and beheaded.
It's getting good.
He made love like an eagle falling out of the sky. Killed his sensei in a duel, and he never said why. Washington. 12 stories high, made of radiation. The present beware, the future beware. He's coming.
If you took off his boot, you'd see the dicks growing off his feet.
I heard that motherfucker had like 30 goddamn dicks.
He once held an opponent's hand in a jar of acid.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Hey, food's still warm.
All right, that was the drop. I wanted the 30 dicks. So that's what they should call the new Washington team. The old Washington team, but they should name the new name, the Washington 30 Dicks.
Yeah.
All right, next story.
Michigan woman charged with arson after video shows car fire exploding in her face.
Did anybody watch that hot-ass clip?
Did you guys watch this video?
Did anybody watch this clip? Describe it for radio. Did anybody watch it, though? I watched it. Show of hands.
I'm watching it right now. Oh, my God. Right. What's going to happen? Oh, my God. You know, I saw something horrible on Reddit the other day.
Finish this first.
Yeah! Holy shit. Oh, my God. No. That's more. What the?
All right. Give us the playback.
She did, right?
No. Just rewatch it. Rewatch it, but like describe what's happening.
All right, she's trying to. She got her mask on. She's trying to light this car on fire. It's a BMW, I think. She got a whole can of gas. She's pouring it in there. No, it's a Jeep. And then she goes to light a match or lighter, and it just instantly explodes because the fucking vapors in the car are fucking not going anywhere. And that car is on fire, and she ran away. Wow, that was.
That was great, wasn't it?
She gets blown back.
She gets blown back.
She does.
Yeah. I wonder how much of it is the force of the concussion versus the force of her jumping away.
Jeez, dude.
But that's not a great idea. The car got fucked up. Did you see the follow-up pictures?
No, I didn't get that far.
It got melted.
I bet. Shit, that's crazy. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. I need to go assemble something.
Back to back.
Yeah, you know what she? You know what she does need for this though. She could have been more prepared had she had bought this new product. It's eco-responsible furniture. It's a bookshelf that can be reassembled into a coffin after you die. What is this,
amateur? But the millennials that can that cannot afford shit.
That's pretty dope. I don't know that.
It looks cool.
It does look cool, actually.
Who needs this?
I don't know if you need it. Yeah.
Who needs this?
It's the design of the bookshelf is cool though.
Yeah, it looks like a nice bookshelf.
It serves two purposes though. That's even
it's a
cooler.
Statement piece, you know.
It's zero waste. Like,
it could be a statement
like, hey,
piece.
You know when I die.
What are you gonna do when you die?
Look at my bookshelf.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that make you think of? Me dying? Yeah, you're right. Speaking of porn.
Thank you. I was trying to be fast, but if I couldn't think of anything for some reason. Yeah, speaking of porn.
Oh, do you not have copies?
I got it. I'm on it. University staff member caught printing out large letter-sized porn collection on office computer.
This is just let the man do it. He's not hurting anybody, damn it.
How old do you think this guy is?
He's got to be like 60.
Like in his 50s, 60s.
He was like 60 something.
He's so excited he found out about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And like the only way he found out how to do it was he asked the guy, the IT kid who ratted him out, man.
I just love, like, I kind of read Jesus through this, and it's like, he calls it deliverables, you know? He got keywords for them shits.
Deliverables. How many do you think he had? Did it say?
73.
73 printouts, and he got fucking fired?
An A4 sheet.
Okay, A4, you're right.
Was it in color?
Oh, don't tell me it's color. Oof.
It doesn't say.
Color laser, man.
I know, right?
Those color laser sheets.
It's like owning the magazine.
It's like 5 cents a shot.
More than that.
Nah, man.
He's printing it out on that like thick, glossy card stuff.
The good shit.
The ones that Art prints out Slam City News on.
It's screened.
Yeah. It and then he laminated
limited
them.
Limited edition screening.
He laminated them. That's where the real money comes in is the lamination process. Yeah, they make them clean easier. They last forever.
He's using the laminate. How many do you think were laminated? All 73? It was in a binder. It
so
was in
question.
A binder. Three-ring binder.
Here's the question. What do you guys think about supposedly spending 5 hours and printing 73 pictures?
5 hours?
Is that how long it took?
I don't think he had a plan on what he wanted to print until he found out what he wanted to print. And then every time he found what he wanted to print, he would print it. And he was just browsing it for 5 hours. Yeah. He put it in the spool.
Oh, shit.
5 hours? That's unreasonable. Come on, man. Just save him to your flash drive and take him and go print him.
Where do you think this guy gets his food from?
I don't know. Maybe he needs to hit up a vending machine that's got some limited edition ramen Pringles only in Japan. So make your hunt for this new Pringles adventure.
Hey, I'm going to make my own.
I'm good.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take regular ass Pringles.
Are you going to make a pocket
pussy? All the salt off of them. Oh. I'm going to lick all the salt off of them. Put them back in the Pringles can. Get some ramen. The packet, just open it up. Sprinkle it in there. Shake up the can.
Shit.
So it sticks to the chip?
Exactly. That's why. That's why you got to lick all the flavor off first, is so that it'll stick to the chip.
Why don't you just start with the original and just throw the ramen packet in?
Slam City
it's
too recipes. Salty.
It's too salty.
Slam City recipes.
You can
Slam
get some recipes.
Hey, anybody needs to know version. How to make a...
The sky blue can.
Oh, beef low Wellington? Sodium. Yeah, low
beef
sodium.
Beef Wellington? Okay, so here's what you do. You take a steak. You lick off all the seasoning. You roll it in some puff pastries and you deep fry it. Oh, that's a shit. Slam City beef Wellington, baby.
Damn.
Dude, I bet that'd be so good.
Shit, it's so good you could almost get 2 years in prison while showing that shit on a TikTok dance video if you're in Egypt. And I did not check on this, but I will check on it right
Basically, they're women, so they're going
to
prison.
Doing in this?
They're dancing.
Yeah.
You know what they're doing.
They're just dancing. I think they're fully clothed.
Yeah. Are they like workout sweats?
I think maybe they showed their face, their whole ass face.
Uh-oh.
That's 2 years.
Provocatively.
They're provocateurs. Hey, I see your face. That's 2 years. Get out of here. Let me see your face in 2 years. That's what the judge said.
Get shot, you know.
Yeah. Shot out of a tank, if you know what I mean.
Oh, really? Well, you know who else got shot by a tank?
Oh,
another
who?
Tank.
Dip. This is some tank on tank action.
Yeah.
Look, there's one thing.
There was
a
U.S. Army M1A2 Abrams tank accidentally shot a friendly tank.
What was the result?
It was like a mile away.
What an asshole. He was aiming for something.
Did he hit him?
Apparently.
Did somebody die?
These tanks can shoot
I know they can shoot really far, but...
It was a training exercise. It was a training round.
Okay. So instead of, I guess...
Damage.
Yeah.
It was like a rubber bullet.
So no one died.
A big rubber.
That would be hilarious to see. That would be hilarious to see if these had fucking rubber bullets shooting at each other.
Or their
balls. Just bouncing off of each other. But they would move, you know? But
that would
they
be kinda
cool. They wouldn't explode. It's just like...
It just hit them.
Like dodgeball with fucking tanks, man.
Dude, that's
what
game.
I'm talking about. Dodgeball
that's
with tanks.
Game right there.
That's a game.
Like,
and you know what you
like
call it?
Off tanks.
What do you call
dodgeball
it?
Dodgeball with tanks.
Shit, that's a winner right there.
That's all you need to call it. Somebody go to Code Academy. CodeAcademy.com. Keyword Slam City. I'm trying, guys. I'm trying to keep the fucking roof over our heads.
You trying? Maybe you gotta try a watermelon burger. That
I should.
Be
I hear that's pretty good.
And taste it to believe. So what are you guys' thoughts on actually eating
I saw this
form?
Grilled watermelon.
Does this take less time than the watermelon ham? Because that takes like a day.
I don't even know what that is.
That's what I was just about to say.
Oh. Watermelon ham?
So you peel off the entire watermelon rind so that you have a pink ball, right? And then you case
brine it.
Yeah, you brine it. But then you Oh no. Okay. You put all your spices on it too. Then you just smoke it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Smoke it, huh? For how long?
For a long ass time.
Long ass time. I think 8 hours at least.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And it gets a consistency of ham when it's all smoked out.
Yeah.
The outside kind of gets like a skin on it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The inside. Yeah.
And you can slice it thin, kind of like ham.
Yeah, I mean, you can already slice watermelon thin.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Interesting. I will give that a try.
But what about these burgers?
The
Apparently
burgers
are good.
Yeah, I heard they're good, man.
You know
Next
what else
story.
Is good? Dragon Ball Z porn.
Speaking of porn,
Florida congressional candidate warns about of internet porn like Dragon Ball Z, and then it says something about in the internet matrix. This motherfucker tried to sound as old as possible. He said, the internet matrix. We need to watch out for this anime Dragon Ball Z porn internet matrix. That's the name of this episode. Anime Dragon Ball Z porn internet matrix.
So when he watched Dragon Ball Z and think...
He thought Bulma was thick as shit. He thought Bulma was thick as shit, but he was really into Gohan.
He's not
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see that.
Next story.
Shit, Space Force on alert behind Russia's mysterious testing of deadly anti-satellite weapons in orbit. We got Space Force, and we're going after the Russians. Because they're probably shooting our porn satellites out there.
Jesus Christ. That's how you unite the entire fucking world against the Russians.
Exactly.
You just say, Russians are coming after our porn satellites. Look, we can stop them or we cannot.
We have to stop them.
They'll come to their own conclusions.
I feel like the Russians are also coming for our donuts.
Our donuts? Speaking of donuts.
I think they are coming after our donuts. Damn, they're about to, like, fucking come down on us.
What's the most famous donut of all time?
Oh, shit.
Arthur, what's the most famous donut of all time?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Who's about to do what?
Close 800 locations.
Dang.
No.
What?
That's 8% of their stores. That means they have 10,000 stores. Is that true or false?
That's a lot. Well, you're a mathlete.
I'm just saying numbers, man. I think it's 10,000.
Is it 10,000?
I think it's 10,000. That's a lot. A lot,
man,
of Dunkin's.
You know what else is going to be a lot?
That's cereal money.
That's cereal money, exactly.
Dunkin' and Post release coffee-flavored cereals with caffeine.
Pass.
You're not into it?
Ooh. Why would I just like... I don't need both.
Caramel macchiato cereal in general.
I don't need both in one. I could just get a caramel macchiato.
I don't need cereal anymore. You
eating
eat cereal?
Coffee flavored.
It's not for kids. For everybody.
You know, grown-ups can buy
kids
cereal
are
too.
Everybody. Yeah. No, I know.
You know who's the primary? Hey, let me break this to you. This fucking fact nugget. You know who's the primary purchaser of cereal? Is grown-ups.
I don't know.
It's grown-ups. Really? Yes. Huh. It's grown-ups. Despite what Kix might tell you, it's grown-ups.
What are kids eating?
Fucking filet mignon. Wait, did you say ass?
Bullshit!
Oh, God, this fucking story. I don't know.
Yeah, what? They're also eating McDonald's.
Shit, McDonald's worker refused to let a pregnant customer use the bathroom because she paid with a coupon.
Punk, bitch! I don't understand this at all. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
She's still a customer, even if she didn't spend anything.
Exactly. Also.
But she did spend money.
Do you just say, like, no if somebody needs to take a shit right then and there? I guess you do, but what if, like, I don't know, Foxtrot, didn't you have to pay for that McDonald's toilet that you refused to flush?
Yeah, the one outside the borders of
Slam City South.
Yeah. It looked okay out front. But going inside that bathroom it was like...
What was the smell first? Was it primarily urine or farts?
Fuck.
It was everything you could think of.
Wow. A smorgasbord.
Badoosie.
Shit. Dude, you think people were booting heroin in there too?
The pool.
Wow.
Heroin. The pool.
It smelled like an Olympic swimming pool in there too? Jesus. But, I mean, maybe that's just the detergent that they're using.
Well, the one thing that, you know, was a kicker was the layer cake.
Oh, yes. The layer cake, meaning a layer of
shit,
followed by a layer of
on top of shit,
on top of shit. Oh, you know, I thought, okay, so my understanding of layer cake was this. A layer of shit, a layer of toilet paper.
Like lasagna?
A layer of shit.
Oh, my God.
It's like, you know, when you're piling up a cake, you have the frosting to bind it. And in my mind, the binding was the toilet paper. Is that...
That makes sense.
But yours also makes sense, too. Yeah,
no, that's the proper way.
That's the proper way, but I don't know that they stocked the toilet paper enough for that to happen.
I think everything also got mixed up in the bowl.
Ugh, thinking about this is like gross.
It's pretty gross. Hey, you didn't have to experience it. I did.
You know what else is gross? The world's tallest giraffe. You know why that's gross? Because this is on Guinness World Book of World Records .com/blog/1. Who do they even give this fucking award to? The giraffe?
Yeah, dude.
But where's he gonna hang it?
In his cage.
On his dick. I don't know.
On his neck.
You know, you're right. You guys are both right. Fuck this giraffe. Okay, now back into the Serengeti, you tall-ass giraffe. Here's your award. Clink, 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 clink,
clink. He's going to take a picture of it and put it on his Twitter. Because you know that giraffe has a Twitter.
Probably,
man.
You
know who else got a Twitter?
He did his own!
A Tampa team who was accused of being a mastermind behind a Twitter hack that targeted high-profile accounts.
This was just social engineering, I hear.
This was that one where
Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Bitcoin, right? Bitcoin, Bitcoin. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He social engineered some dude at Twitter and then got in and did all that stuff. That's crazy.
Hell yeah.
What else is crazy? A man's bowel.
Man's blocked bowel explodes after he ate a big bowl of dumplings.
Jesus, what is this exploding stuff and where is this going? This is in China again.
I mean, sometimes...
We got tilapias.
Sometimes you eat a lot of dumplings. You can eat a lot of dumplings before you realize that you've eaten too many.
After he ate a big bowl.
Maybe this is like...
This is amateur hour!
What was the aftermath? Did anybody see the story?
No, because the website keeps blocking me.
Because he uses Foxbox VPN! The 63-year-old patient from Eastern China said he heard a bang coming from inside his body following a hearty dinner. Whoa.
Bang, bang,
he then
bitch.
Released
maybe
something.
He was eating.
He then realized
maybe
something.
Maybe he was eating fireworks.
Had exploded. His condition has stabilized. Did they? Yeah. Anybody want to
look the same.
Anybody want to posture what had exploded? His colon?
Yeah, his colon, right?
No, his precum. Not his precum. His cecum.
Oh.
Which one's
is
that?
It, is his cecum. Is it prostate?
His prostate? Dang.
I don't know.
Oh my
time. God. That's,
had a good ass time.
That's fucked up, man.
What exploded?
I don't know. Did anybody have any hits on this?
It says his bowel.
No. Oh.
That was the news from Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table. Listen to more news at slamcityradio.com. Follow Slam City on Twitter at Slam City Radio.